Some guiding principles of farming from Idaho farmer Shane Stubers, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
You gotta learn how to work, and growing up, it was me and my brother were both at the age of 7 years old, we were out driving combine all by ourselves. We had grown up even earlier before that, driving combine, but it was always on dad's lap. I remember at the age of 7, we needed help doing bluegrass. So dad's like, okay, do you think you can handle it? So me and my brother, we jumped on the seat of the combine, but there's weight sensors. And so the header will turn off if you don't weigh enough. So it kept turning off, and we would have to stack up books and stuff on the seat just to get us to have enough to be able to drive the combine. I think that's the biggest thing. I'm excited to raise, I have a boy and another one on the way, and I'm excited to raise them in that same atmosphere. So right now, day to day, I mean, you're up early and you're going to bed late. We're getting up early in the morning, we're fixing little breakdowns that we have from the day before, fueling up, greasing up combines, and then me and my brother and my dad kind of switch off and on driving combine, and we got one semi that we're running, and then bank out wagon that my sister runs. We start in the bluegrass, and then a couple weeks later, it seems like we move into winter canola harvest, and then we'll move into wheat, and then all of our spring crops, so our barley and our spring wheat and spring canola. Advice that I'd give to somebody that's wanting to get into farming, just getting to know people.
Shane's a Farm Bureau member, and that's where he met his landlords. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.